This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
All right, we get straight to the people. Also, update, Jeremy Otto had another kid. Congrats on the sex. All right, let's go to Mo. He's up next, 97.1. Dude, Otto's a factory, man.
Yeah,
he's
like I asked him, he was like, yeah, this is the fifth kid, and yes.
Oh, stop.
It's unbelievable. This guy's more into breeding than Into Mischief and Justify combined.
Very virile man, yes.
Man. Okay.
No, I think more of a.
Okay. Mo, 97.1. What's up, Mo?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Mo.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. Hey, so I do got a couple cops that, like, legitimately, I'm going to say a shorter version of a guy like this law would be like a Terry McLaurin, who's physical in the run block and can run good, you know, good up the seam and on the perimeter, but has great body control and strength.
Yeah, but
and
Mo, Terry McLaurin's not white.
It doesn't matter, bro. I'm talking about a football player. And look,
I'm kidding.
Campbell said pajamas with the he looks better with the pads on. So slow when you look at him, man. Even on at Arkansas, even though they had a trash quarterback, even in the run game, it's very physical. But with pads on, bro, dude's a football player, man. Honestly, he gives me Puka Nacua, McLaurin. But that pass that Kyle Allen threw, he doesn't have a lot of tape or a lot of stats, but his body control, like that was supposed to be a back shoulder ball to the left outside seam or a boundary. He threw that ball to the right, the out of bound hash. It was not a good pass by Kyle Allen. It was a better play and an adjustment by Tislaw, to be honest. And he had a corner like draped on him. So when I see him, I think he's more of a Tim Patrick replacement. And you can kind of see what you would get out of him. I do think he's like a 30 catch guy, 400 yards, maybe even a red zone target, if you really want to be honest. So when I look at the kid from Arkansas, just pulling up his tape, I think Mike's right, man. Like, I'm not trying to overhype the guy, but just look at what he does when he gets his opportunities. That's a football player's job. And the dude's speed, he has football speed.
My thing is this. I'm just going to hold off reservation. He is showing me a lot of potential in the camp, but
yeah.
I look at who he's going up against, and you know, as the people always tell me, you know, training camp and all of this doesn't mean anything. I want to wait to see what happens in the game to see how many times they look his way, because then I'm going to say, okay, he's going to be a part of this lineup, or he's going to end up being this year's version of a Tom Kennedy, where you hear all of this hype and it ends up being nothing.
No, he's not that guy. Tom Kennedy is a serviceable guy. I respect him, but listen, football is no longer about who's starting, bro. It's about Johnny Morton wants to be more aggressive than our last coordinator. I forgot his name. But he even held J-Mo back. Look at the routes he opened up. But Tislaw is going to be put against safeties or linebackers or like, bro. That's a nightmare, bro. It's about exploiting position. So football is really about matchups now, like basketball. So you put a guy like that on as your fourth option, he's going to beat your fourth option, bro. He's every time. And to be honest, I hope the kid works into being a starting receiver so you can see what a J-Mo Tislaw and a St. Brown.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Mo, I'll tell you now, how about this scenario, Mo? He takes Tim Patrick's job this year, and he takes J-Mo's next year.
I can see where you're going with that, Mike. I think that's actually the reason why he drafted him. to take J-Mo's job, but also it's going to increase competition so we get the best of J-Mo. And no slight to him, he went against some hell of a corners last year, and he still produced, even taking hits up the middle. J-Mo was pretty clutch, man. But,
No, Mo, you're not wrong. I'm just making a point. You can't pay everybody. Right. And I wonder, look, they in a lot of ways, they drafted Rag, and Mo, I appreciate it. They drafted Ragnow's replacement. And then Frank Upton retired, right?
Right.
Well, they drafted J-Mo's replacement. Like, when we talked about you can't pay everybody, now we're reaching the can't pay everybody phase. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rico, by the time they give J-Mo a deal, let's say he plays this season, he won't be a $30 million a year receiver, but it'll be 25.
Actually, it depends on what he does this year, Mike. If he goes out and has a gigantic year, he's going to walk
be 30
in there
somewhere else.
Right.
That's my point.
Right. He's going to walk in there and say, I want to get paid like the Cincinnati receivers. I want to get paid. Don't think it's going
to
happen.
No. Let's go to Mike 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, fellas, how are you today?
Hey, Mike.
Good, Mike. What's up?
All right, so I'm very much in step with you, Mike, where when I look at him, I think, okay, let's see what he does this year because he's going to be the fourth or fifth option, and if he looks really good, maybe he works his way into the fourth spot. But he's going to look really good because he's so far down the depth chart to be playing against other defensive players that it's going to look better. But I think ultimately, once he starts to work his way into that, it's ultimately just to get rid of J-Mo. Because, and not to get rid of him, but just can't pay everybody. And we're bound to let someone go and not overpay him because they're just going to go back to being terrible again with the same five players for 20 years. So, like, they're going to have to keep drafting and hopefully improving and seeing what that looks like. Is maybe this is the first step in just that. And that's what I really see out of him. I hope that that's what he can be because I feel like, you know, Amon-Ra's not going anywhere.
No.
As a solid number one, so you just need that second and third guy to kind of fill in. And Laporta, I hope, isn't going anywhere either because I feel like those two are much more substantial. So, like, you just need that outside guy to be able to work a little bit and get his way in there. That's where
it's all based on the coverage. I'm with Rico in this. Whether he caught a touchdown this weekend or not, it's largely immaterial to me. Mike, you can't go anywhere without reading about Tesla.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if that's true, look, here's the best way to do it. Rico, tell me if you agree with me on this. Like, I think pedigree matters, and I think what you paid to get a player matters. Meaning, if I took you in the first round, there's intent. Second round, third round. Like, when they would do the training camp stories, and it's like, oh, Bob Kennedy's lighting it up. They hired Bob Kennedy from a paint store. That doesn't, I don't care. You're never
Tom
playing
Kennedy.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, whatever. The point is, when you give up three third-round picks to take this guy, move up in the third round, there's intent there. That's not a cute Disney movie. You have designs on something. So that's why I take it serious when it's getting reported this way. And you go, okay, maybe Tim Patrick's on the bubble.
Maybe.
And a year from now, 6'4", real athlete, great perimeter run blocker, No block, no rock, right? Well,
oh, they. I mean, everybody's just hyping up. I just read that Penei Sewell was talking about how well he blocks out there. So everybody is saying all the right things about him. And it's not just the media, Mike, but it's like all your major players, the people that you respect on the Lions, all have glowing things to say. That's what piqued my attention. Not what he's done in the games, because I don't really value that at all.
I'm with you.
But
I'm with you.
When just the head coach and everybody is just kind of going out of their way saying, hey, this guy, he may be pretty good as well. Okay, good recognizes good, game recognizes game. So that's why I'm like, okay. And then you added the cherry on top of, man, maybe he was brought. Like, I do believe that Hendon Hooker was brought in to kind of be the insurance policy in case Goff didn't work out. Now it worked out, and now you can cut loose that policy.
But with Tesla,
go ahead.
The policy has lapsed.
Yeah.
You could stop payment.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.